for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out.
It's the LGBT plus radio show made especially for you.
On today's show, she's back.
Saskia's here with 5 minutes of fun.
Fast Track Cities.
Alid will be here talking about his global partnership.
Umbrellas.
Or more specifically, Broly. And bringing under them?
Being under them.
Yeah. It's small writing. Why did you write so
all
small?
All that and more coming up today's show. See, you'd have more
you
of an
couldn't
excuse.
Wait, could you?
You'd have more of an excuse if it weren't for the fact that it was, until a second ago, up on the big screen.
It was on the big screen, but then you took it off. Just as my eyes were getting used to the big screen, and then you zonked it away.
Yeah, and I'm going to nick that because I need the timing for the next bit. But anyway, how are we all? Sorry I couldn't be here last week.
Oh, bless you.
We missed you.
Did we?
Yes.
We did. Okay.
But I loved it.
Which bit?
Well, the bit that you loved.
I'd like a bit of narcotic thrust. That's what I like.
Doesn't everyone, Andy?
It's a good name for a group, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just. And what the listeners, don't know is after each show, I have to edit it down to be a podcast because we have to legally take the music out so that you can download it for free.
Wow.
We're not giving away music. And quite often I'll be listening to bits of it, and if they say something that sounds really stupid or funny on its own, I'll take a clip it out and I'll put it in the WhatsApp group that we all share as members of the show. And when it's like a week later and they've all forgotten the content, sometimes the reaction can be quite funny, can't it? And there was lots of this, I love it. I really love it. Followed by you going, I love it too.
Oh, I love it too. And slippery little suckers.
Yes.
I think might
swim
in
into
there.
Your mouth.
They do swim right into your mouth.
Do you know, you said you put the podcast together. Mm. I didn't know that. I thought it was done by fairies.
Are you calling me a fairy?
The shoe fits. You're wearing glittery 6-inch stilettos now.
Yeah.
They're not going with
no,
the
outfit.
No,
they're outfit. We can have them back later.
Yeah?
So, anyway, it sounded like you had fun last week, which is cool. So, sorry I wasn't here.
We did, but we're glad to have you back.
Thank you. It's lovely to be back.
Creep.
I know. Slightly.
Trying to keep a job.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
So, and we're heading into that period, aren't we? Because we're now broadcasting and it's dark outside.
Mm. Yes, sadly, it's autumn. Yeah.
Halloween is on the way.
It is. Yeah. And we've got some exciting stuff coming up as well. We've got a Halloween special coming up.
Have we?
Yeah.
Marvellous. Time to crack out the jingles again.
Yep. Teru, were you coming out as a vampire?
Oh, joining you.
Well, I've been out for quite a few years as a vampire, but I followed me teeth that essay.
Maybe me and Terry should read the news out in a Transylvanian accent.
Could you do that?
Oh, gosh. Probably.
Practice is all you need.
Not this week.
Well, we found out you were good at accents the other week, didn't we?
I don't know what you're talking about, Andy. It's like it just slips off tongue.
It's only the one, though, that you do.
This is the one that I do, like, without having to think about it.
Right.
But I save all this for later.
Right.
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 God. I'm bored already. It sounds like Coronation Street.
wrong county.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
That's Lancashire.
Yeah, oh, is it? Is it a different accent?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because that's... Because Hans has a Yorkshire accent.
Yes. Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, Yorkshire Harrogate.
She's born and bred Bristolian. That's all she knows.
It's
Bristolian or not Bristolian as far as she's concerned.
Every Bristolian knows that there's nothing north of Cheltenham. Okay? Except the big tortoise.
Well, it's like my other half gets quite annoyed that I call anything north of the M4 the north.
That's well, I don't know where north is, other than putting my arm up in the air.
Yes, you have no internal compass.
No, I don't.
Anyway, I have no idea what this week's one is about, but it's Saskia's turn.
It is.
It isn't it? So this literally arrived with time to edit it 3 minutes before we went on air. So this is put together a little bit quickly, but here she is.
Saskia 5. Oh, yes.
welcome to LGBTQ Shout Out Radio and this week's Sasky 5. We are celebrating Black History Month, and I have got some of my amazing celeb friends in, as always. People that I really look up to and think are absolutely great. The powerhouse that is with me today is my good friend, Toya DeLazy. Toya, how are you?
I'm good, Sasky, and yourself?
Oh, really good, really good. Listen, thank you for coming on my show. You know, you've been on my hit list for a long, long time. So I just want to ask you, you've got lots going on at the moment, and obviously we're celebrating Black History Month, and I've seen that you wrote an article in The Independent, which was great. You know, obviously the importance of celebrating education and celebrating Black culture and why it's important for you. I wanted to ask you, you know, how does that ring through with your music in terms of your cultural background and, you know, as a gender, a non-conforming genderqueer woman, how does that sort of tie into your music when you're writing songs?
Well, I guess I just take from my experiences as a, you know, as a queer, as a woman, as a African, being Black, or however people want to put it. I guess I draw more from my experiences and I choose to celebrate them through the songs. And yeah, I think that's how it happens. The more you accept yourself and embrace who you are, I think that's when the best art comes out. And just being honest. So it just helps me be honest and really feel the emotions I need to feel and write songs, you know, that I care about.
Yeah, and listen, if anyone can put that out and express that on stage, Toya, it's you. Seen many of your performances, they're always really powerful and empowering, and obviously that just goes to show where that passion comes from. You must get lots of young people coming up to you, you know, really sort of who can relate to your music. Do you get lots of response from young people saying that, you know, thanking you for how empowering your songs are?
Yeah. Just today it happened. And this is all the songs and new ones. It's very humbling when that happens. It really reminds you of why you do it. And that it's quite a calling, you know, to be able to touch people and make them feel like they can get through things. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. And speaking of your music, which is always great, and I'm a big fan, you have a new song out, Finale, that we did discuss. You did say, where did your head go, Sasky? And yes, it did go there. But please explain what Finale means to the listeners.
Finale means, what do you want in Zulu? And basically, the song is about, you can be what you want. And as you'll see if you watch the video, it's shot in a township in Johannesburg. And basically, townships are known to be just like, you know, ghettos with no hope. And I chose to shoot it there because any place can be heaven if you don't look down on it. And just to kind of bring a positive narrative, and it's like a bit of a dream vibe to it and a futuristic vibe, as you know, for Africans and for whoever, because the song was a collaboration between Joy Anonymous, who's from the UK, and myself, and Mixin Garage, and Zulu, and then it just became this thing that I'm calling Afro Rave. So it just taught me, be what you want.
Great, I love it. Afro Rave, I mean, I'm all over it, loving that. loving all your stuff as always. Look, we're celebrating Black History Month, which is a really important month, celebrate Black culture and also just give education awareness within schools, within our society, for everyone. Really important. Who would you say has inspired you growing up, or even today in terms of Black history or modern history where we're at today? Who inspires you the most?
I'd say my great grandmother. I know it sounds biased, but she was a praise singer and she was Zulu, and usually that role was reserved for men. So she kind of just broke gender roles by being from that sort of family and deciding, hey, I'm going to be a praise singer if I want.
Wow.
So she did. And also like artists like Brenda Fassi, she was like a bit of a rebel, obviously. just artists that broke boundaries, like did songs that were, you know, not maybe not churchy, but like they kind of just followed the beat of their own drum.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people like that. There's not a lot.
Wow.
I remember a few.
Gosh, I mean, that they sound like amazing, amazing people, amazing family members as well growing up. That must be where you get all your passion and your powerhouse drive from, I think. Says a lot about your background. Toya, yeah. As always, we are so short of time, but what I wanted to say is, where can people find you on social media to follow you more for future, especially for Funani?
Okay, so for Funani, guys, you can just go check it out on YouTube. It's popping. We just dropped it like 2 days ago, so go check it out. Watch it. The video is really shot well. It looks beautiful. There's dance. There's really cool outfits. And it's just a vibe. Go check it out. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's Toya the Lazy, T-O-Y. D-L-A-Z-Y. So yeah,
fabulous. Listen, listeners, you must go and check that song out. If there's one thing you do today, go and check it out. There's no way you can't miss Toya, because she is actually everywhere right now, which is fantastic. Toya, yeah. I can't wait to catch up with you for Prosecco, whiskey, gin, and all the other rock and roll stuff that we keep saying we're going to do. Thank you so much for talking to me, and I look forward to catching up with you soon. Good luck with everything. Thank you, Bessie.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Millie the Moocher.
That's by Leanne Ross. Ooh. You like that one, don't you?
I absolutely love that.
Moocher.
Is that who sings the song, or are you just feeling unwell?
No, the song's called Minnie the Moocher.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's by Leanne Ross.
Okay. So. Brilliant.
So, we should call you Moocher.
You can call me anything you want. That sounded worse than I intended.
On a few levels. Why does my mic muff smell like bonfire?
I have no idea.
Let's have a little think.
Somebody had a fire in the studio, do you reckon?
I think. No.
I know you didn't intend that. That's really not the right thing to say.
Ofcom's going to come after us now, aren't they?
No, they won't.
Mentioning the word fire.
No, but a certain station manager might slap in at some of these
features. Promise?
Anyway, moving on very, very quickly. Should we get some news headlines?
This is Shoutout News on Thursday the 10th of October.
A well-respected magazine for technology and media enthusiasts, Radio User, looks at the life and times of gay hero Alan Turing this month. Turing was a man many years ahead of his time. During the Second World War, he worked on early computers and deep mathematics, and this enabled the Allies to crack the German High Command Enigma-encrypted messages and was instrumental in bringing an early end to the conflict, saving millions of lives across the continent. Mr. Turing was also an out-and-out proud atheist, a gay man, and an eccentric in his taste in clothing, according to the article, and cared little for what others thought of him. Sadly, he fell foul of the old homophobic laws then on the statute books, which criminalised gay men, and took his own life in 1954, cutting short many further breakthroughs in computing which would have benefited the UK in the Cold War era. As one internet commentator remarked, next time that nationalistic, pompous old windbag Anne Widdecombe bangs on about the UK, she should reflect on the fact that the great British victory in the Second World War was due in part to the work of an atheist homosexual. Radio User magazine is available on subscription and from larger news agents such as WH Smith's. Other articles of interest include a double-page spread on the story of community broadcasting in Argentina and how independent radio stations emerged to protect and advance human rights after the restoration of democracy.
You will definitely be familiar with the work of Robert Indiana, even if you don't recognise his name. So say Pink News arts correspondent this week. His block lettering of the word love has been reproduced on many greetings cards, posters, calendars, coasters, and amongst other products. Mr. Indiana grew to be dissatisfied at most of his famous artwork, as the lover of was as was a lover of men, and his iconic typeset piece was actually a tribute to his stormy relationship with the man he met in an artist supply store in the middle of the 1950s. Mr. Indiana recently passed away at the age of 89, having withdrawn from public life in recent years.
Popular American gay and LGBTQ political magazine The Advocate says that Clueless star Stacey Dash, who has a history of making anti-trans statements, was arrested on a domestic violence charge in Pasco County, Florida, over the weekend. Dash claimed she was acting in self-defense when she allegedly slapped and pushed her husband, Jeffrey Marty, who has sustained scratches on his arms. Dash made the 911 call, her manager told the television network TMZ. She is currently being held on a $500 bail. Men's domestic violence charity said that there was never any excuse to resort to violence, whether the perpetrator were a man, a woman, or any other gender. Activists who follow the proclamations of transphobes say that Dash has made numerous inflammatory comments implying that gender awareness groups are somehow impinging on her freedoms as a cisgender woman. Others online noticed that the incident was evidence that transphobic people were unstable and had violent tendencies.
James Ledwood, the much-loved editor of Brighton's gay and trans magazine, G-Scene, has passed away after a short illness. A message on the G-Scene website broke the news on Friday. The family have asked for their privacy to be respected at this difficult time, but it seems likely that there will also be an appropriate send-off for the local commercial scene for a man who has helped bring the pubs, clubs, community groups, charities and grassroots initiatives together to give the local community a vibrant voice. The magazine publishes monthly and the October issue is out now. There is no indication of the future long term of the magazine, but local people hope that it will be kept going by the rest of the staff.
Staying with the media, but somewhat more uplifting news, and the title, which has been described as the granddaddy of the gay press, marks its 500th issue this month. Yes, we say a very heartfelt congratulations to everyone connected with Gay Times, which can trace its ultimate roots back to the very first copy of the newspaper, Gay News, in June 1972. The magazine this month includes a look at past issues and some of the stories that have been covered, together with the latest news from the worlds of LGBT culture.
HIDEA, one of the several national organisations for the representation of interests of LGBTQ Muslim people, invites members and supporters to join it for its annual general meeting on October the 19th. The Manchester-based meeting will allow people from the Muslim LGBT communities to discuss campaigning and social priorities for the coming year, and also sample the delights of Manchester's sizeable gay and trans scenes. For more information, visit their website by searching HIDEA LGBT Muslim Network.
Mind Out, the Brighton-based LGBTQ mental health project, which serves the South Sussex coast but also offers advice and guidance to people out of the area as well, marks its 20th anniversary next month. A major celebration will be taking place on the Brighton scene to mark the auspicious birthday. Watch out for more information coming soon on the Mind Out social media channels. In the meantime, we send our best wishes to the project on making 20 years and hope they have many more.
Extinction Rebellion, which is coordinating a fortnight of action around the globe on the issue of climate change, has sharply criticised Prime Minister Boris Johnson after he described participants as uncooperative crusties. The use of casual insults was compared to the offensive piece he penned when editor of the right-wing rag The Spectator, when he described gay men as bum boys, although that position he has recently distanced himself from.
And finally, something of relevance to the many LGBT people who work in or have an interest in mental health and society. The links between the disabled activist and LGBT movements has been explicit by a number of writers who have commented on their common theme of individual rights and reclaiming of our place in society. Justin Edgar, writing in The Guardian, has a radical reading of the new film Joker. Edgar says that although it will split the disability rights movement down the middle, the story can be seen as a brutal revenge's tragedy in which the Joker, abused and harassed for his mental health differences, exacts his dastardly retribution on society. Not everyone has the same interpretation, though. Anti-gun campaigners are alarmed at the casual violence in the movie, and the left-wing weekly paper Socialist Worker says that they fear there is a misogynist undertone to the movie, in that the protagonist could be interpreted as part of a movement that calls itself incels. This means involuntary celibate, and is a slightly unusual online community of men who blame their social and sexual sexual failures on women. So misogynist or hero of the oppressed, or maybe a bit of both, the Joker movie is out now at Cineplexes.
For these news stories and more, please check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Hans Peregrine
and Andy Hull.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Everything stops for tea.
It did
and
then.
That's by Professor Elemental. You remember the original, don't you?
on a 78. Her Majesty's voice.
So I like that. I think that's really cool.
Actually,
I
really might have like been it. His Majesty's voice then.
Might have been.
His Majesty's. His Master's. Okay, that's the one. HMV.
HMV, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like
yeah.
to be given a chance to do that myself, that song.
What, sing it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be fun. Don't you think?
Yeah, okay. Later.
Well, we were trying to do the Charleston. Anyone out there? Hands up so we can count you. Anyone do the Charleston? 1, 2, 3. You in the back. 4.
Anyway, you normally hear his voice pretty much every month. It's usually you and someone else,
yeah.
Isn't it? Quite often Andy.
Yes.
But he's here live with us for a change. A very warm welcome to Alid.
Hello.
How are you?
A bit tired, but I'm all good.
Have you done the Charleston on stage at all?
Not on stage.
No.
Oh, those heels you wear, Alid, that wouldn't work, would it?
I've done a lot in heels, so I wouldn't.
Is there anything we can broadcast?
I don't know. Maybe
run. That seems to be the hardest thing to do in heels.
Yeah, run, slat drop. All of the dancing. It's fine.
So anyway, you're not here to talk to us about drag, are you? You're actually here to talk to us about something completely different.
Yes.
Fast Track City.
Fast Track City.
Yes. Do you want to give us a kind of intro? What is it?
So Fast Track Cities is a global initiative bringing cities all around the world together in a commitment to ending HIV and AIDS. So it draws on the UNAIDS 90-90-90 targets. So that's 90% of people who are HIV positive knowing their status, 90% of those people being on treatment, and then 90% of those people having an undetectable viral load. And it also then is a commitment to having zero AIDS-related deaths and zero HIV-related stigma and discrimination.
That last one, obviously, as we know, being one of the hardest ones to tackle.
So. Yes.
Before we go into it, though, do you have any idea roughly where we are heading towards that 90-90-90? Do we have any stats on it at all?
Yes. The first 90 is always quite hard because we don't know how many people were missing and if their late diagnosis or their positive and they don't know and they're not being tested, it's hard to kind of grasp. But in Bristol, I believe we have met the first 90. So we have met the 90-90-90 targets. So it's just a commitment to that.
Right.
And maybe pushing forward with a greater commitment of 95-95-95.
Cool. So what is Fast Track Cities in relation to that then, if that's what it was based on?
Yeah, so Fast Track Cities is just a kind of global collaboration. So it's a declaration of a commitment from the city to say that they are committed to those targets and to ending AIDS-related deaths and zero-related stigma. So it's a declaration, really, and Fast Track Cities have an online portal where the cities have to kind of quarterly kind of report their inputs into, so we know that we're keeping on track. So it's
when was that announced, Alid, that Bristol was going to be a fast track? Because it's been going a while now, isn't it? And there's loads of cities around the world, London, Dublin, Berlin.
So there's 300 cities globally. In the UK, there is 7, including London, Brighton, Manchester, Ireland.
A lot lower than I would have thought. I would have thought we'd be on top of it as a country. And
it's still a
it's a good number. It's just getting out there. So there's been a steering group that has been set up, and in that steering group brings everybody in relation to HIV together around the table at the same time. So for Bristol, this is the first time this has happened, and it's a really exciting time to have everybody there. So we've got public health, we've got the deputy mayor, we've got Unity, who provides sexual health, THT, who does prevention in Bristol, Brigstow are there for a support service. We've got people from clinic and academics there, all around the table, showing a commitment and kind of singing from the same hymn sheet for the first time. So it's really, really exciting. So nothing kind of officially has been announced at this moment in time. We're just at a steering group phase. We're just deciding what the action plan is going to be. And with that comes various needs assessments and consultations that we have to run, which is the reason I'm here, is to push the consultation coming up, the public one.
Okay. Do the cities actually work in isolation, or do you link back into and work with the other cities in the UK, like London, Manchester, Brighton, and of course the Dublin is also one of those cities?
So this year there's been two conferences. There was one conference which was just the UK and Ireland cities for Fast Track Cities, and we all met up, and that's an opportunity to share learning and to share what they've done so we can bring it back to our own cities. And then there was a 4-day conference in London which was for the global Fast Track Cities initiative, and that was a 4-day Fast Track Cities conference, bringing everybody together. So each city is independent in the way that the action plan is independent to that city. It's what that city needs, and each city is going to have different needs with prevention or with support services or even access to treatment. In the UK, we're really lucky because we've got free access to treatment. So each of those action plans or kind of goals or targets that we set are individual to each city, but we have to report back to Fast Track Cities, who then have a dashboard where all of the cities can see all of the other cities.
Right, so you take the best ideas from around the world that are already happening, you bring them to Bristol, and then you just tweak it to make it fit.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Yeah. So, it is a really, really exciting time. So Bristol will be signed off as a Fast Track City at the World AIDS Day celebration event on the 30th of November, which is the day before World AIDS Day. That is going to be held at the Watershed. There'll be more details to follow with that. But that is when the mayor is going to sign the declaration along with representatives from Public Health in Bristol and the Fast Track Cities initiative. And that, with the mayor signing, the mayor isn't representing his cabinet, he's not representing his party, he is the representative of the people of Bristol. So he is the public representative for that city. So that means that there is security there with making sure that Fast Track Cities for Bristol continues, and it is being embedded into Bristol City Council's One City Plan. So that also gives us another level of protection. So next year, when we have our local authority elections, regardless of whether we get a new mayor or the same mayor or a different cabinet or not, there is a commitment there for Fast Track Cities. It's embedded into policy. That means it's going to continue.
And you're here because you need the help of our listeners.
We need the help of public. So, like, we have, through data and statistics, we have a feeling where gaps are going to be and what areas we need to hit, but we need the people to be able to tell us what we are thinking or if we've completely missed something. So there is a public consultation happening on the 22nd of October. That's a Tuesday. It's in Hamilton House in Stokes Croft. And there's two sessions that you can come to. So it'll be the same consultation, but at two separate times. So the first time is 12:30 till 3 with a free lunch provided. Or you've got an evening session, which is 5:45 until 8, and there'll be refreshments provided to that. But this is an opportunity for the public to tell us where the gaps are with regards to testing. Are we missing communities? Are we missing populations? Do we need to improve? If so, where and how? Letting us know whether the quality of care is good, or do we need to change that? Do we need to do more on education? Where do we need to educate? Where do we need to do awareness? And how can we start a conversation surrounding HIV in Bristol? And if we're talking about stigma, it's it's everything from...
How far out is this going, Alan? Because obviously there's people maybe in North Somerset or just across the bridge, Chepstow, Newport, listening. How far out is each city region? Or are you just talking about the county boundary itself?
So for Bristol specifically, it is the city of Bristol.
Okay, so no one in South... So if you're in Bradley Stoke or Almondsbury or just outside the border, a Portishead, that... They can't be included in this, no?
Unfortunately not. Okay. Because this is just going to be for Bristol and not the other areas, and that's just because of like the commissioning and
Well, we should say yet. Because they could in
they
the future,
could.
Couldn't
they? Yeah, they definitely could. And Cardiff is well on the way, I think, if it isn't already, it's well on the way to becoming a fast track city. So that would be dependent on Cardiff, on to how far they reach out. I know in Ireland there was like four cities in Ireland that came together to make Fast Track Cities Ireland. And they spoke to the people in the initiative to be able to do that. So it is city level and dependent on that. But for Bristol, it is Fast Track Cities Bristol, so it is Bristol.
Do you see it becoming a county thing? Like branching out to counties?
I'm not sure on that one. I can't answer that, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, we do have a World AIDS Day special coming up when you're coming back and we can go through this again.
Well, the consultation would have happened by then, so I can
feedback. But we can give the feedback,
definitely give the feedback from the consultation, and then that would be able us to promote the signing, which we want people to come to. So the public consultation, we need people there. You can register for free on Eventbrite. So if you just Google search Bristol Fast Track Cities Eventbrite, it will come up. Or if you go onto our social media, so our Facebook page or our Twitter page, it's the pinned post. So it's right at the top, and you can just register for free on there. But come, if you want to talk about sexual health and HIV and how to make it better for Bristol, come along and tell us. This is your opportunity.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. Yeah, good thing. It's been lovely talking to you,
and I really
hope the consultation. Well, I hope it sheds some lights on things we don't know, to be honest.
Because
it's always nice to find out the bits that we're not aware of. So.
Yes, and it's open to everyone. So there's going to be mix. So there'll be people from Unity and THT there. So if you want your opinion heard by people providing services in the room, it's going to be a really good time to do that.
Cool. Cool. Well, I would say we'll see you soon. We'll hear you before we see you, I think.
Probably. So,
yes. But thanks for coming in. Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Under the Brolly, the My Umbrella podcast aiming to educate and inform the wider community about the lesser-known LGBT plus sexualities, genders, identities, kinks and fetishes. My Umbrella is a volunteer-led support group based in Reading, Berkshire, for the lesser-known LGBT plus identities. We were launched by Reading Pride in 2015, and our aim is to educate, support and socialise. We also aim to signpost those who require the support and advice from other organisations to relevant services. This podcast aims to give you an introduction to both the well-known and lesser-known LGBT plus identities. My name is Steve, and this month, as the Pride season unofficially starts to come to a close, we wanted to provide you all out there with an additional resource to allow you to continue supporting the LGBT plus community. What follows is a notable rundown of the awareness days, months and events that run from now to the end of the year relating to the LGBT plus community. We will start, in alphabetical order, with Asexual Awareness Week, which runs for the last 4 weeks in October. It was started originally in 2010, and it's a week to promote the awareness of those on the asexual spectrum. Next we have Human Rights Day, which occurs on December the 10th. This is a day that's designed to celebrate human rights that we all have as individuals and how everybody should be treated equally as they are as a human being. Next we have International Lesbian Day, which unfortunately, after this podcast is broadcast, has just been missed. This occurred on October the 8th and was started originally in the 1990s. This is an annual day which celebrates lesbian culture and it's mainly celebrated in New Zealand and Australia. However, it's now more widely celebrated around the world. We next have International Pronouns Day. It's the third Wednesday in October, and this was originally started in 2018. This is an annual event that seeks to make sharing, respecting and educating about personal pronouns commonplace. We next have Intersex Awareness Day. This occurs on October the 26th, and this was first started in 1996. This is designed to celebrate and commemorate the first intersex protest, which took place in Boston, Massachusetts. Next, we have Intersex Day of Remembrance, also known as Intersex Solidarity Day. This occurs on November the 8th. Next, we have National Coming Out Day. This occurs on October the 11th. This was first started in 1988 and is celebrated throughout the UK as a national day where people who have chosen to keep themselves a secret or stay in the closet for a prolonged period of time are welcomed and celebrated upon their coming out. Next we have Trans Parent Day. This is celebrated on the first Sunday in November. This was first started in 2009 and is a day that celebrates the life and love between transgender parents and their children and between parents and their transgender children. We next have Transgender Awareness Week. This is typically the second week in November, and the purpose of this week is to educate about transgender and gender non-conforming people and the issues associated with their transition or identity. We then have the Transgender Day of Remembrance. This occurs on November the 20th. This was first started in 1999 and is a day to memorise and memorialise those who have been murdered as a result of transphobia. Lastly, we have World AIDS Day. This occurs on December the 1st and was first started in 1988. For those of you who wish to find out more about the various LGBT plus terms that were featured previously in our list of awareness days, along with a whole host of different and varying LGBT plus identities, genders, sexualities, kinks and fetishes, you can grab hold of the new My Umbrella Guide to LGBT plus, which is available from our online shop located at www.myumbrella.org.uk/shop. Here you will also find loads of lovely merch in the form of badges, keyrings, bottle openers, magnets and coasters in a huge selection of various flags designs. Even better, we can now offer personalised products with various flag combinations and can produce almost any flag that is not currently featured in our listings. If you fancy being part of any future shows, do get in touch with details to follow. And don't worry about people knowing your name or hearing your voice. We have ways and means to disguise this, and you don't have to use your real name. Of course, if any of you want to find out more about My Umbrella, or even regarding the whereabouts of where we're going to be next, turning up, or any socials that we will be running monthly, feel free to check out our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter platforms for more information. Just type in My Umbrella into the search bar of any of these, and you will find us. As always, for those of you who listen regularly, you don't just need to turn up to a Pride or social event that we are attending to get involved with the show. We would love to hear from any of you out there who want us to showcase your LGBT plus identity or who have any other suggestions for this podcast. Just drop us an email to info@myumbrella.org.uk and put in the subject line Under the Brolly, and let us know what LGBT plus identity, sexuality, gender, kink, fetish or idea that you want us to feature. It could be yours or it could be one that you've never heard of. Until then, see you soon. Bye.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
The National Express. I love that. And I turned around and said, next track's National Express. And Hans says, what time is it coming?
Why are we talking about buses?
They don't only operate buses, you know.
Don't they?
No.
Coaches, sorry.
Well, coaches...
Bus trains?
Trains.
They used to have quite a large train franchise. They were part of the... East Coast service at one point before it was handed back to directly operated rail.
Well, their buses are rather fancy now. I felt like I had fancy pants when I went on to London the other day.
Oh, what, on National Express?
Yeah, like top floor, front
row. It wasn't one with the big
floor.
Big man on the back.
You know, what do you call it? Top floor?
A deck?
Top drawer. I felt top drawer on top floor. It was very nice. I had my own table. I had my own two seats. I had, you know, top floor view. Very scenic the whole way there.
Both ways.
You're so easily pleased.
Three charging ports. Such fun.
Well, that is a nice thing, though. I mean, when you get things like a charging port.
Oh,
I mean, as much as battery technology is getting better, there's nothing worse than your phone going flat, your mid-journey. You're like, oh.
I can have 100% and I plug mine in. It's just a reassurance and I'm paying for it, so I'm going to have it, basically.
Well, that's fair enough.
That's a good one-liner there, Andy. I'm paying for it, I'm going to have it.
I feel an edit coming on.
edit.
Giving them away for free now.
Oh, there, that's another one. You're going to charge for it.
Maybe.
Hey, we mentioned, of course, we got the Halloween special coming up, and we've got
on Halloween itself,
we'll be live, yeah. And it's also maybe the last day that we're in the EU if he breaks the law. And also coming up, we have the cast of Rent.
Oh, really?
So excited. Ooh. Favorite musical.
I think we try and get them all in so they can actually sing the song. So don't put any tracks on. They can do all the tracks live in the studio.
So I think that's a good. And I can sing along, can't I? The poor says no.
Outside, yes.
Through the glass. Yeah.
That tumbleweed moment was sponsored by First Bus.
I could actually hear it.
So I haven't seen Rent, actually.
It's
really good.
Andy. It really is.
It's the Lion King at the moment, isn't it? On at the train.
Sorry,
I like the Lion
nearly
King.
Went into something.
You've never seen Rent?
No.
Well, it's about AIDS.
Bad. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know a lot of the songs too.
So good.
I've sung some of them on stage in my youth.
Oh, wonderful!
In my
youth. In your youth.
In my youth.
When I were a boy.
You've sung.
Can we hear a note?
No.
Okay.
No, outside.
Why has everything got to be outside? Why am I being forced to go outside?
Because it's not on air.
Naughty.
But yeah, and go back to Alice thing. Don't forget, do go along to that consultation too. Sounds like a really good thing.
But we will be finding out all about it because we've got a World AIDS Day special, and your good self and Aled will be presenting.
Marvellous. And today is Mental Health Awareness Day, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
And something else that's a bit serious too.
Mm. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I just think it's brilliant though that people are talking about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Not just one day a year either.
No, but it's about bringing the awareness on that day, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's like I'm gay the whole year round, but we still have
Are
pride.
You? Yeah. I'm just gay on Thursdays.
Are you?
Shout out.
I've heard.
I come in heterosexual, I become homosexual, and I leave heterosexual.
I do love the way you do that. That news story we'd had before.
We'd had that tiny snippet.
What was the one about the iPhone? The iPhone made me gay. He's suing Apple.
Yeah, there's a chap suing Apple because the iPhone turned him gay, which explains a lot, because before I got the iPhone, I was...
You were straight.
I was so straight. And now, you know, wibbly-wobbly, full-blown pansexual, you know, got a new frying pan and everything.
I started getting iPhone to become trans.
Woo! Sorry, that was...
Could you not do that so close to the microphone? Oh, sure.
Sorry. Some of us don't have eardrums left after that.
Yeah, do you reckon? Wouldn't that be sad that if he wins that case?
Yeah, it would.
How can he win that case?
It's made him gay.
Do you think he got? You know, like
I thought it was in Russia.
It is in Russia.
Yeah.
Yes,
Russia. It's not in the States.
It's in Russia. That's even worse.
He's Russian.
Wow.
Oh, so he's going to be arrested. That's what he. Okay, so it's not my fault. I'm gay. It's Apple.
No, yeah, it's Apple. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting case. Imagine the lawyer. I mean, to deal with that.
Yeah, he'd probably be queer.
Probs.
They'd be checking iPhones next, so every person who has an iPhone in Russia will be put against the wall for being a rainbow supporter.
Well, you know, equality, it moves
things,
on. Anyway, from the BCFM studios, that's your lot for today. From our new team, Hans and Andy, and from my cohort next to me, Steph, who was producer and presenter today.
And, of course, himself, Andrew. Catch us all again online if you want at shadowradio.lgbt, which is where you can get in touch if you would like help out with the show.
Like to help out with the show.
Get on with it.
Put your glasses on. Anyway, next week, add XXX for the notes, so I have no idea what that's about, but join us for it from myself and the rest of the team. Say bye-bye.
Oh, goodbye.
Shout out.
LGBT Radio for you.